The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And, of course, we're going to start out with some entertainment news on the national scene. Did you know the cast of the TV sitcom Friends is having a reunion show? About the only people who haven't heard about it are those off the grid. Talk of the cast getting back together has been on again, off again for months. The reunion show includes all six of the former cast members: Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. The reunion show will also include appearances by several A-list actors who were guests on Friends during its run. The program will include reflections of the show and the impact Friends had on popular culture. The series dominated television ratings. The cast sat down with CNN recently and talked about what they think each of the characters would be doing present day. Friends, the reunion special, debuts May 27th on HBO Max, which, like CNN, is part of Warner Media. Cher, one of the few people on the planet who can go by just a single name, used her star status to help rescue an elephant from a dilapidated zoo, in Afghanistan. Cher's rescue of an elephant long held in dismal conditions is a one-of-a-kind story, as would be expected from the singular star. Even she was surprised by what her efforts, in concert with a team of animal aid groups, wildlife veterinarians, and Pakistan's legal system, achieved. They demanded the elephant's release from a ramshackle, now-closed zoo in Islamabad, Pakistan, which launched the quest detailed in Cher and the Loneliest Elephant, debuting on the Smithsonian Channel. Cher accepted the challenge to save the elephant after seeing a photo of the 4-ton animal chained in a solitary, cramped enclosure and in apparent ill health, both physical and emotional. Kavan, I think that's pronounced, has been transferred to an animal preserve in Cambodia. The Smithsonian Channel will air Cher and the Loneliest Elephant, will air the special several times. It will also be available on the Smithsonian's Video On Demand channel, and then on the Paramount Plus streaming service. This is one I heard about from my son-in-law, Eurovision, the world's largest live music competition, underway in Rotterdam. Participants from a number of European countries perform, 39 this year, with one contestant from each country. If you haven't been a lifelong fan of the contest, you still may have heard of it through its spoofing in the Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams Netflix movie Eurovision Song Contest, the story of Fire Saga. Yes, Will Ferrell was actually singing at Eurovision for the movie. McAdams was not. This year, Eurovision takes place in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, following the country's victory in 2019 with the song Arcade. Some big names have won this contest, including ABBA and Celine Dion. Eurovision is not available publicly in the United States, but you can watch it if you have a subscription to NBC's Peacock streaming service. Raleigh leaders have their fingers crossed that the World of Bluegrass Festival will be sticking around the capital city for another 3 years and maybe beyond. The 2021 festival is the last on the current contract, but a new deal is being worked on to keep the event in Raleigh through 2024. This year's event is set for September 28th through October 2nd. Keep in mind, the World of Bluegrass Festival is the largest free urban bluegrass festival in the world. Festival organizers say this year's event will most likely be a hybrid to include live music events and streamed concerts. The festival is a mix of free concerts on stages on and around Fayetteville Street and ticketed main stage acts at Red Hat Amphitheater, which have featured artists like Rhiannon Giddens, Alison Krauss, Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon Rangers, and others. In addition to all the music events, the festival also hosts the IBMA Awards and a business conference. The event has become one of Raleigh's signature events, setting record attendance every year and spurring even greater economic impact to the Triangle. Since the festival's move to Raleigh, the city estimates total attendance at $1.3 million, and that $80 million has flowed into Wake County as the event's host. All right, entertainment events seem to be popping up all over the place since Governor Cooper eased some of the pandemic restrictions. Communities are jumping back into the entertainment scene. Wake Forest officials there announcing the Independence Day celebration fireworks are coming back on July 3rd. Also coming back to Wake Forest, Friday Night on White returns September 10th. Movie nights at Joyner Park, Renaissance Center with a concert featuring the Malpass Brothers on July 24th. That show, by the way, is sold out, but you can check if there's a waiting list in case someone cancels. And Raleigh leaders say they're looking into bringing the July 4th holiday fireworks back as well. Still a ways off, but Cary's 45th Annual Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival is set for late summer. Saturday and Sunday, August 28 and 29, the hours 9 to 6 Saturday and 12:30 to 5 on Sunday on the campus of Cary's Town Hall. The two-day event will feature over 300 artists, including Jerry Miller Award winners, some live music, children's activities, and a variety of food and drink vendors. Cary's Marvelous Music is back. Events for the main stage series, Good Shot Judy, Friday, September 17th at 7:30. Bonus performance from Julie Fowlis on Friday, October 15th at 7:30. Friday, November 12th, it's Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night, featuring guest vocalist Dana Russell. No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone, featuring Yolanda Rabin. That's Friday, January 14th at 7:30. Then Friday, February 11th, also at 7:30, is Blue Jupiter. Time for Three will be on Sunday, March 20th at 6, and Ian Sherwood will perform on Saturday, April 9th at 7:30. For the family series, Cary Ballet's The Nutcracker Suite will be on Saturday, December 18th at 11, and Linda Gorham presents African-American Heroes and Sheroes Saturday, January 15th. At 11. All right, now next to, of course, in Cary is Cocobooth Amphitheater. And we've got one more of the WakeMed movie series by Moonlight. That is May 28th, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Then concerts, Sunday, May 30th, Triangle Wind Ensemble with an American Celebration, back in action. Friday, June 4th, Marcus Anderson. Sunday, June 6th, John Stickley Trio. This is from the Lakeside Bluegrass Series. Sunday, June 13th, Gina Furtado Project, also from the Bluegrass Series. Sunday, June 20th, Songs from the Road Band, Lakeside Bluegrass Series. Sunday, June 27th, Mason Villa and Hot Trail Mix Band, Lakeside Bluegrass Series. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival is back. And Thursday, September 30th, Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. Things have been moved around a little bit on the schedule for Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. The first concert is Dave Matthews Band on Friday, July 23rd. The next night, Saturday, July 24th, Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammock. Saturday, August 7th, Banda MS. Sunday, August 8th, Kings of Leon. Tuesday, August 10th, Korn and Stained. Friday, August 13th, Chris Stapleton, L. King, and Kendall Marvel. Monday, August 16th, Dead and Company. Thursday, August 19th, Jason Aldean, Hardy, and Lainey Wilson. Sunday, August 22nd, Alanis Morissette, Garbage, and Liz Phair. Friday, August 27th, Brad Paisley. Saturday, August 28th, Kiss. Then we move into September the 11th, it's the Black Crowes. Wednesday, September 15th, Maroon 5. Friday, September 17th, Dierks Bentley. Friday, October 1st, Brooks and Dunn. Saturday, October 9th, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell. Tuesday, October 12th, the Jonas Brothers. And the Zach Brown Band wraps it up with their concert on Friday, October 15th. Now, of course, these are not solid schedules. Things can change in this era of the pandemic. Red Hat Amphitheater. And the amphitheater is hosting several shows from the Amped Up Music series. Starts Thursday, May 27th with Cooley High and the Haunted Nights. Thursday, June 3rd, Hank, Patty, and the Current featuring the Marla May Chamber Players with Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey. Thursday, June 10th, Eric Gales with Abby Bryant and the Echoes. Thursday, June 17th, Tubab Crew with Crucial Fire. Thursday, June 24th, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers with Blue Cactus. And Thursday, July 1st, Dylan Fence with Arson Daly. Once again, all of those part of the Amped Up Music series. All right, Friday, July 16th at Red Hat, Jamie Johnson. Sunday, July 18th, Megadeth and Lamb of God. Thursday, July 29th, Lindsey Stirling. Saturday, August 7th, Lewis the Child. Tuesday, August 17th, Blackberry Smoke. September 4th, that's a Saturday, it's Primus. Sunday, September 12th, Lord Huron with Allison Ponthy. Wednesday, October 6th, Alice Cooper. Friday, October 15th, Need to Breathe with Switchfoot and the New Respects. Saturday, October 23rd, Band Together Comeback Fest featuring Krugman. Saturday, October 23rd, Band Together Comeback Fest. No, I already read that one. Don't even follow my own work here. Thursday, October 28th, Porter Robinson's. Okay, PNC Arena, a few events there in addition to the hockey playoffs. Wednesday, August 18th, in the U.S. alone, Michael Bublé. He's already performed for over a half million fans. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, it's Luke Combs and What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, June 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. And then Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour. Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Friday, August 13th, Alabama, their 50th anniversary tour. I think it's 2 years late. I'm not sure. Tuesday, August 17th, Michael Bublé. September 11th, Mark Anthony. September 25th, Martin Lawrence and the Laugh Tour. October 14th, which is a Thursday, Mercy Me. Wednesday, October 27th, Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles. Saturday, November 20th, Genesis, the Last Domino Tour. And then Saturday, December 4th, Kane Brown, Blessed and Free Tour. At Greensboro Coliseum, Saturday, June 12th, Mike Epps In Real Life Comedy Tour. Monday, August 16th, Jim Gaffigan, The Fun Tour. Friday, September 3rd, Kane Brown, The Worldwide Beautiful Tour. Saturday, September 18th, it's Dan Shea and The Arena Tour. Sunday, October 3rd, Maluma. Thursday, October 28th, for King and Country. Friday, November 5th, Los Angeles Azules. And Saturday, December 18th, Eric Church. That all at the Greensboro Coliseum. All right, up next, an update that we first told you about a couple of weeks ago. Pullen Park. Lines for tickets there can be a little long sometimes, so in an effort to make those lines not quite so long, you can now purchase ride tickets in advance and online, as well as at Pullen Park. The tickets are $1.50 each for the train, kiddie boats, and the carousel. Now, having a ticket in advance doesn't guarantee that you'll be able to ride something on a specific day or time. But having a ticket in advance, especially on weekends, could cut down on your wait times because you don't have to stand in line for a ticket. Remember, tickets are valid for any day and do not expire. The rides at Pullen Park are operating in limited capacity with the following schedule. Carousel, Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 7. The train, Saturday through Wednesday, 10 to 7. And the kiddie boats, open with limited capacity and limited operating hours. You can buy tickets online and check out other information by going to the city's program registration page. That's all at Pullen Park. Now, the Holly Springs Cultural Center in Holly Springs, eventually, all events 7:30 and less noted. Friday, June 4th, it's Summer at the Springs, featuring the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. Celebrate summer in the heart of Holly Springs with a family-friendly concert series. Live local bands take the stage outdoors from 6 to 9 on the first Friday of the month, June through September. Thursday, June 10th, it's Jukebox Saturday Night. This is a music review of the great big bands during the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Sunday, June 27th, The Neil Diamond Story, starring William Florian. William weaves stories, songs, and humor from Diamond's early acoustic years, honoring the life and achievements of this legendary minstrel. Friday, July 2nd, back with Summer at the Springs, presents Paige King Johnson. The three-time Carolina Music Awards winner and Belmont University alum has opened for James Otto, Neil McCoy, Scotty McCreery, and other performers. Again, that's Paige King Johnson, Summer at the Springs at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Garner Performing Arts Center has three items on the list. June 3rd, To Die For is a country rock pop band founded by brothers Landon and Aubrey Dive from Fuquay Barina. Formed in 2014, To Die For has played at multiple big events, including the Carolina Country Music Festival in Myrtle Beach. June 17th, it's Nito. They spell it N-I-I-T-O. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Based out of Raleigh-Durham, Carolina Music Award nominees have spent the last 2.5 years crafting their own original sound and honing their skill set. And July 1st, it's Daniel Sheeran, that at Garner Performing Arts Center. All right, Carolina Theater's getting ready for their scheduled events after being closed for several months. Carolina Theater, of course, on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8, unless noted. Well, it's Monday, September 13th. It's Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Tuesday, September 14th, Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Wednesday, September 22nd, crooner Gregory Porter. His sixth studio album, Rise, marks a return to Porter's beloved original songwriting, heart-on-the-sleeve lyrics imbued with everyday philosophy and real-life detail. And by the way, every ticket for this show includes a CD copy of Porter's new album, All Rise. Okay, Merle Fest 2021 is set for September 16th through the 19th at its usual spot, the campus of Wilkes Community College in Wilkesboro. The huge music show was canceled last year because of COVID. It's moving to September this year, also because of COVID. Now, Merle Fest usually is held the last weekend of April. It'll move back to that usual spot in April, the last weekend of April next year. So, the show for 2021 is September 16th through the 19th. A couple of the people already scheduled, Melissa Etheridge, Leanne Rimes, and Tedeschi Trucks Band. For a lot more information, go to the Merle Fest website. It is merlefest.org. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed until October due to COVID-19. The festival was originally set to take place this month in downtown Raleigh. It's now scheduled for October 9 and 10. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before being canceled. Duke Energy Center started off Saturday, June 5th, Young People's Concert Matinee, Carnival of the Animals. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. June 10th, it's Fireside Collective with Graham Sharp. June 11th, an R-rated magic show at Fletcher Opera Theater. Cirque de la Symphony, June 12th, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event with two performances, 3 and 8 o'clock. And then Thursday, June 17th, Amethyst Kia with Alexa Rose. That's a live show at Memorial Auditorium. Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC, is how it's usually known by most folks in the area. Saturday, August 7th is the next performance, and that's Get the Let Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. Saturday, October 21st, Britt Floyd Echoes. Thursday, September 30th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. Saturday, October 2nd, Chris Tucker. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, it's the band's visit. Sunday, October 17th, America's 50th Anniversary Tour. Of course, those guys, they met in the 60s, their biggest hit, A Horse with No Name. And then they also had I Need You, Ventura Highway, Don't Cross the River, Tin Man, Lovely People, You Can Do Magic, and Sister Golden Hair. All right, then on Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie, and it's been called Broadway's funniest new musical. Friday, October 29th, Arrival from Sweden, The Music of ABBA. Wednesday, November 3rd, this is new on the schedule, Camp. It's a band, a couple of boyhood friends from Ohio formed Camp. Thursday, November 4th, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, Go Big or Go Home. Saturday, November 6th, also another new event on the schedule, Straight No Chaser, Back in the High Life Tour 2021. And Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, that is Escape from Margaritaville, with just tons and tons of Jimmy Buffett classics. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.